Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We're joined by our filmer breaker downer guy from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Chris Carter. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hey, good morning to you, Chris. I'm sure you, like us, got zero sleep last night. What do you think was the Steelers' biggest issue last night?
I think the biggest issue is that this team was built on the idea, the secondary and defense was built on the idea that they could run man coverage and they could run with anybody in the NFL. And that did not happen last night. When they went to man covers, they were getting cooked. And sometimes it was, hey, this is a great throw with great receivers making great plays. You got to give credit to Joe Flacco. Some of the throws he made were just exceptional. But there were other times where it's like, man, Jalen Ramsey, Joey Porter, you're supposed to win these situations. You're not supposed to. And I thought Jalen Ramsey took great accountability after the game when he said, you know, bleep the refs. Like, this ain't about that. He's like, we know that they're going to push off. We know that they're going to come out and they're going to do those things. We have to be better prepared. And, like, a perfect example was the one breakup he had on T. Higgins in the end zone. T. Higgins pushed off him, but this time he was ready to absorb it and counter it. And I think that's the thing is that, like, yes, the Bengals push off regularly, and if it was called like by the book, the Bengals would probably have like 200 yards of penalties because T. Higgins and Jamar Chase just shove cornerbacks all over the field. But we know that they don't do that, and so you have to be better to get around that. And I think that's the thing in this game that didn't happen enough was that him and Joey Porter Jr., especially Darius Slay too, he got cooked by Yosefus on that one deep ball. They were supposed to live in man coverage, and they couldn't with this team. And I think that could be a concern moving forward when you face other teams that have two really good wide receivers. Are you going to be able to man them up? Or are you going to have to go back to being a team that lives in zone and be more creative with that? I think that is the concerning thing that comes out of this game.
What did you think about the offense? Was it kind of like a false look because the defense was so bad for the Cincinnati Bengals? Or do you think the offense actually looked pretty good?
I think that they took what was there and they did what they were supposed to do. Yes, the Bengals are a bad defense and they should have been able to score points on them, but they did. And so I look at some of the things that didn't happen. They made, you know, Aaron Rodgers, that one, I agree with you, Adam, that first throw that was intercepted was not a good decision. But, you know, I don't know how many other times you're going to put a ball to DK Metcalf like that on the second interception and it come down as an interception. Personally, I thought that the rule that took the Jalen Ramsey touchdown against the Vikings was supposed to apply because DK Metcalf's hand was on the ball while he was laying out of bounds. So I thought that shouldn't have been an interception. It should have been a complete pass. But either way, I look at the way that the offense played in this game, and I say when you score 31 points, you're supposed to win with this team. So I'm not mad at them at all. I think the offensive line is taking steps forward. I mean, there were times last year, guys, when it didn't matter. The three of us could be the defensive line, and they would have gotten pressure on Russell Wilson at times last year.
Well, maybe two of the three.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, like they were giving Aaron Rodgers plenty of time, and I think that they deserve credit for that. They ran the ball well, and Aaron Rodgers. I know that Arthur Smith. The whole team might have lost that one, but Arthur Smith went to bed feeling really happy because he got Aaron Rodgers to throw four touchdown passes to tight ends, and that's just what Arthur Smith loves to do. So I think that they showed good signs, but like everything else, they got to keep building forward. I think the offense is trending positively. The shame of it is if the defense had continued their positive trends, they would have walked away with an easy win in this one.
Absolutely. Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Steelers had gotten a ton of pressure the last 3 weeks, 17 sacks. They had also stopped the run in a way that they didn't in the playoff game last year in the first couple of games of this season. What happened against the run yesterday?
I'm still assessing that. I haven't had a chance to look at the all 22 just yet. But I think that the big thing was that they did not properly anticipate where the Bengals were going to be coming from in their run game, particularly because the Bengals just didn't run the ball before this week. They had 56 yards per game, before this. And that's not because they were just running, 50 times a game and getting 2 yards. It was because they just haven't been running the ball. So I think part of it might have been they might not have properly anticipated it. But as Cam Hayward says, it doesn't matter. You're supposed to stop the run. Like, against this offensive line, you weren't supposed to let them get going. You're supposed to be aggressive and set the tone. And that's something that also should be alarming if the Steelers defense can't do this with offenses that just want to show some new looks. And so personally, I think that the Steelers defense was, again, the biggest reason here. But when you allow them to run the ball and your man coverage isn't working and then your pass rush isn't getting home a whole lot, you're going to have some problems. And I also think that some of the problems was, hey, the Bengals, they get away with a lot of holes. But again, you have to fight through those things. That's what good teams do. You go back to some of those big games in the 2008 season when they won a Super Bowl. There were several times where those players fought through really bad calls that should have been. I mean, you can go back to the Colts game in 2005 when Joey Porter says cheat that. Referees are going to impact things, but you have to fight through them if you want to be a good or a great team. And I thought that they didn't do that last night.
Chris, you're the guy that asked Mike Tomlin the question about Andrew Berry, right?
Yes, that
would be. That was you. Do you think that Mike Tomlin's response was just in general, like, you just don't do that? Or was it because of what we saw last night? Mm-hmm. Was Mike Tomlin afraid in knowing and kind of seeing the future of Joe Flacco dicing his defense up? Which one was it, do you think?
I thought it was more so about you don't do that, but I thought it was more so about a coaching fraternity thing. Because if you go back in this week, you see Kevin Stefanski saying, I didn't know we were doing that. And like he was legitimately caught off guard. And people forget, Kevin Stefanski and Mike Tomlin are boys. They used to coach together on the Vikings. So I actually thought that was more of Mike Tomlin just being like, I'm going to stand up for my guy right now because the Browns are probably going to stink even more now, and I'm going to and he's going to get cooked, and I'm going to just put it out that maybe the GM had something to do with this. That's how I took it. I do think that he was like, hey, it also works out for the Bengals and it sucks for us because putting that guy with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins is a lot more dangerous than Jake Browning with those two. So I think that was certainly an element, but I think that how many times has Mike Tomlin complained about something like that to that level? I thought that was a specific instance where he was doing more to help Kevin Stefanski and to kind of back up the coaching fraternity than he was really to complain about Joe Flacco in that offense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Chris Carter with us. He, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast. Chris, the Steelers are still favored in Vegas to win the AFC North. They are plus, 130, and the Ravens at plus 125. Do you think that the Bengals have re-entered the fray? And do you think that the Steelers will still be able to win the AFC North?
I think they still have a shot. It still comes down to can they play their style of ball. This was a game that I honestly has a toss-up for them because of the short week, Thursday night football. And it's funny, if Jake Browning was an actually dude, I would have been like, oh, yeah. They should definitely win this one. But when Joe Flacco came out, I was like, I want to see how that looks, because Joe Flacco has shown the ability to be put in any offense and just make plays. And not just against the Steelers. He rejuvenated the Browns a couple years ago when he was there. I look at the situation. I don't think the Bengals are out just yet, because I do think that Joe Flacco can give his receivers some chances to win. But I also think that there's going to be some times where, like the Bengals' backs were against the wall. If they lose that game, they fall to, 2-5 on their record. So, they would have fallen out of contention. I don't know if they'll do all the work to get back in the race. But I do think the Ravens will be coming back. I do think that Lamar Jackson is going to get healthy. The rest of that schedule is not a difficult one. There's some challenges on the way. The Steelers need to get to 11 wins. That is the bottom line. And in their 11 wins, they have to split with the Ravens. And maybe I think at this point, to get there, you kind of need to beat the Bengals the second time, too. But you need to split with the Ravens, because if you split with the Ravens, you automatically already give them a 6 loss. So I think that's the key here, is it's still 11 wins. If you guys remember, at the start of the season, you guys asked me, I said this team is an 11-win team. I thought this is an 11-6 team. I still think they're on pace for that. The difference now is that, the rest of the division has fallen short early. So you're saying, well, maybe if they push a little bit more, they'll get there. But I still think this is their division to win if they can get to 11 wins. But the bottom line is they gotta handle their business moving forward. This was a game that if they won, they would have given themselves a cushion to go 1-2 in these next three against the Packers, Chargers, and Colts. But now they kind of need to go 2-1 at least to get to that pace that we're talking about.
Chris, did anybody play well on defense? Was there any bright spots on defense?
I thought Chuck Clark did. I thought that you think back to the he broke up that pass to Ja'Marr Chase in the end zone. He had a big hit in the backfield. Now, granted, I have to look at how he did in other things, because obviously the whole pass defense just got chopped up,
yeah,
by the Bengals. So I mean, eventually I'm sure he got cooked somewhere somehow. But I thought he did well there. But it's tough for me to pick and find anyone that did well in a game when you give up 33 points in the way that they did, especially with the run game wasn't stopped. The pass game wasn't stopped. So it's tough to find anyone. But if just thinking off the top of my head, I would say Chuck Clark would be my answer. But if Chuck Clark's the guy that's been your best defensive player, something went terribly wrong in your game.
All right, last thing for you. And you sort of addressed it in your first answer, but I'll ask it more poignantly here than I did the first time around. More scheme or player related on the defense?
It's a mix, because the scheme was designed trusting that these guys would win those matchups. So, that is on the players. And I think that was Jalen Ramsey's point. It was like at the end of the game, they're in man coverage. He has the alignment. He even has good coverage. Joe Flacco just threw a better ball. Yeah. T. Higgins adjusted to it in the air, and Jalen Ramsey got beat on that play. And if Jalen Ramsey makes a play on that one and intercepts that pass, we're not talking about it like that. So I think it's just that. But I do think the scheme comes into play is after the first half, when they realized, okay, we're calling man and these guys are still cooking us, we need to come up with some different looks. That's where scheme comes into play. And so I think sometimes that coaching, people get bad at coaching for a single game. To me, coaching comes best in when you don't allow something to carry over into future games. Like, for example, it was bad last year that they allowed themselves to get bullied in the run as much as they did in the late part of the season. And then you saw it come up in the playoff game, and that's why they lost. Now they have to look at it and say, hey, when we go up against other talent teams with talented wide receivers, including their rematch with the Bengals, they have to have a better plan in place. And sometimes it may be, I know the Steelers don't like to do this, but it may sometimes be just, you know what, we're putting two guys on both of these guys. And I know that might stink for Mike Tomlin. I know that might be like a sense of like, hey, we're not forfeiting that. But sometimes you may need to say, hey, we're going to do something that they don't expect us to do. Because Ja'Marr Chase said they did what we expected them to do. And I think that was because the Steelers said, we're not going to forfeit the entire defense to stop these two guys. We're going to have some schemes, but we're still going to trust our guys to win across the board. It'll be up to the Steelers to decide, hey, was this a fluke performance? Will our DBs win the next time we come out there and we come to call similar things? Or do we change up what we do most of the time to face this specific team? That's going to be, I think, a big test when these teams play again in a month.
Chris, very good. We appreciate it as always, man. Get some sleep.
I'm going to try, fellas. See you later.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.